All right. If you have your Bible this morning, would you join me in the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 28? Genesis 28. And last week, the main part of the message I shared was just the Isaiah 26:3. I don't know if any of you were able to think on that this week or maybe try to learn it, memorize it. And first of all, I'll ask, would anyone like to give it a shot? You're not being graded, so don't worry about that, okay? Anyone? Ms. Michelle? Amen. You will, let me tell you how I learned it this week a little bit. I counted the words to the commas, so I learned it from the New King James, and it says, you will keep him in perfect peace. The Hebrew is shalom, shalom. That's seven words in a comma. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. That word mind, you may remember, also means imagination. So not to let our imagination run away, but to use our imagination for good and godly, then there's a comma. That's six words. So it's seven, six. Anyone want to guess what this last section is? Because he trusts in you is five, seven, six, five. So that helped me break it down a little bit. But I made it personal. I would say it to myself like this, try to do it throughout the day, but in the mornings, you will keep me in perfect peace. My mind, my imagination is stayed on you because I trust in you. So that's how we take that truth of God. We meditate on it. It becomes personal to us. Then it strengthens our faith for us to be able to live it out. So that's really what the goal is there, to trust the Lord, to grow closer to him, and to grow more like him. So today, I want to share something of a similar theme. If you hold your spot there in Genesis 28, we'll put our confession on the screen, and if you would join me as we make this confession together. If it's new to you, that's okay. And those of you joining online as well, we invite you to join us as we make this confession together. If you believe it, declare it with us, all right? You ready? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. By his truth, I am set free. Free indeed, I'm ready to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is open. My spirit is receptive. I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me give you two verses if you want to write these down before we pick up with Jacob's journey in Genesis 28. Proverbs 15:24 says this. Proverbs 15:24, the way of life winds upward for the wise, that he may turn away from hell below. The way of life winds upward for the wise, that he may turn away from hell below. And then John 14:6, Jesus made a statement about the way, this upward way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So the way of life is an upward, heaven-bound journey with Jesus. So Jesus is the eternal and sinless Son of God. He left heaven's glory and miraculously clothed himself in a human body. He took on our humanity without taking on our sin nature. The Bible says that the penalty for breaking God's word, in other words, the wages of sin, is separation from God. It's death, spiritual first, separation from God, and then physical death came as a result of the spiritual death, which is the separation of our spirit from our body. But thank God, he loved us so much that Jesus willingly suffered and died on the cross to pay for every one of our sins, those that we might kind of blow off and those that we wouldn't want any other human to know about. He paid for them all. And 3 days later, he was raised back to life to not only show how much God loved us, but to show that he has the power to do what he said he would do. And he opened the way And now we can come to God through repentance of sin, turning from our way to God's, turning from sin to an unbelief to faith in Jesus as Lord. That's the key. It must be in our heart by God's convicting Holy Spirit, convicting us, yes, I've sinned, drawing us to the truth. You can be 5 or 105. As long as you get that much in your heart, I've sinned and I believe Jesus loved me and he can save me. And I want to believe in my heart that he is Lord. He gives us a new beginning and we start this walk with him. The Bible says this in Romans chapter 1, then we'll read Genesis 28. Romans 1, 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel or the good news of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone. Would you say everyone? For everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. So the good news is the power of God. Verse 17, Romans 1, for in it, in the good news, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. It's the righteousness of God is revealed. Here's what God doesn't do. All right, I know you've got sin, but I'm just going to sweep it under the rug and we won't deal with it. Or I won't look, it's okay. No, God is holy. And he doesn't sweep it under the rug. He doesn't overlook it. He died to defeat it and forgive it. So God is righteous. He's a just judge. But because the sin was already punished on his son at the cross, when he said, it is finished, every debt was paid in full. And now we not only can receive mercy and forgiveness of sins, it says the righteousness of God is revealed. God gives us his righteousness and we can't improve on his righteousness. Then we start the journey and we go from faith to faith every step of the way. Now, here's the title of the message today, and this is what I want to center on. It's just simply this. Last week, we talked about trusting God and keeping our mind, our imagination fixed on him to experience his shalom. Today, I'm trusting God on my journey. I'm trusting God on my journey. I like to say that to myself, because there are times I need this. That's why I wanted to even make this the title of the message. I thought about calling it something else, but I like to make it an action step I can take, something that I need to live out. And I want to say, Lord, this is tough right now. And I don't know what my next step is, but I'm just gonna go ahead and trust you on my journey. You saved me for a reason. So from faith to faith, and then what happens when we put our faith in Jesus, God's Holy Spirit indwells us and he helps us make this journey every step of the way from faith to faith. So I'm trusting God on my journey. Would you please look to someone next to you and just tell them that I'm trusting God on my journey? Genesis chapter 28. I'll finally join you. Verse 10. The Bible says this. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Jacob was on a journey, really to save his life, because his brother wanted to kill him, physically wanted to kill him. And his mom said, you go stay with my brother. You stay with your uncle for a few days. And see, just like as Jacob started out on that journey and he came to this lonely place and he was uncertain, we too, as Jacob did, will have times on our journey when we're uncertain and when it's lonely and when it's dark. Those, what he thought might have been a few days, turned into 20 years. But he was getting ready to have an encounter. When you got to take a stone and maybe use that as a pillow, that's a hard spot. So maybe we can relate to Jacob on his journey, but it may be in those very times when we're not sure and we're hurting and it's tough and it's dark and lonely that God reveals himself to us and his will in a greater way than we've ever known as he draws us to himself. So let me keep reading. Verse 12, the Bible says, then Jacob dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth. Its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. Sometimes people will see something like that, and they make a little phrase, when the blessings and praises go up, the blessings come down. So they're ascending and descending. Verse 13, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Jacob. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also to your descendants, or your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. They shall spread abroad to the west, east, north, south, and in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Now, verse 15, behold, I am with you. That's the key. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, wherever you may be on your journey. I'm going to be with you and I'm going to keep you and I'm going to bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I've done what I have spoken to you. God will fulfill his word if we just trust him. And then Jacob awoke, verse 16, from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place and I did not know it. Let me pause there a second, because there are times in life we may think God has abandoned us and his word is not, we can't figure out how this promise is gonna be fulfilled. I can assure you, if you know the Lord, he is with you and his spirit is in you and he will keep you. If you just keep trusting him and walking with him, he will fulfill what he said. And it may be in those dark and lonely places that God reveals himself to us. So I'm trusting God. He said, I didn't know God was in this place. I thought I was all alone, but God was here after all. So then he says in the next verse, this is verse 17, and he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. He named it Bethel. Bethel, that's what that means. House of God. And this is the gate of heaven. I'm telling you, I know this from the scripture to be true. And I know it in my own life. If we live in the awareness of God's presence, it will affect how we live. If we just go on our journey and we kind of forget about and leave him behind and aren't mindful and in close fellowship with him, that's gonna affect how we live too. But if we trust him and stay close to him, live in the awareness of his presence, it will affect how we live. So he sees this, the New King James says ladder. The Hebrew word is a stairway or staircase. Let me ask, if you go out in the hallway right here, you go in the hallway and you're gonna go upstairs. So here is the first step, all right? And by the time you get upstairs, is the upstairs where you step on your last step right above our head, or is it off at an angle? You take steps up, so it might go 10, 15 feet, whatever it is, I didn't measure it. So if you start here, you'll end up over there. But there is a certain type of staircase that if you start here, you end up here. God said he was right over that place. And he saw heaven opened and there was a staircase and God said, I'm your God. I took care of your dad and your grandfather and I'm gonna take care of you now. And I'm gonna take care of your descendants too. And I'm gonna fulfill my promise. And he said, man, God was here. I didn't reckon, I didn't even know he was in his place. And what kind of a staircase would go from here to here? A spiral staircase. Some of you have been on a mission trip to New York. We've stayed at a place up on the west side of, you remember that? And there's a spiral staircase there. It's an older building built, I think, in 1800s. It's a great, it was dedicated, it was like for a women's prayer home. And you sense it when you go in. But if you're not used to climbing steps, you're used to the elevator, and you walk in New York, you're gonna give your legs a little workout. And you might feel it, and you might wish you weren't on the fifth floor. You might wish you were on the first or the third floor, because it's a, but what does it say? The way of life winds upward for the wise. That means sometimes the steps are going to seem steep. Sometimes they're going to seem difficult, but God will meet us with grace if we just go from faith to faith and help us take every step of the way until we meet him face to face. So I'm trusting God on my journey. Would you say that with me? I'm trusting God on my journey. Now, would you turn to Psalms 84? I'll give you just, I hope, two action steps that will help us trust the Lord. But I want to ask them to put a scripture on the screen in just a moment, because Jesus related back to this account of Jacob and that staircase going up to heaven. And he said, that staircase is a picture of me. He brings earth and heaven together, his human nature and his divine nature. Remember, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. So we'll put the words on the screen if they would. It's John 1, 49 through 51, if you want to just write it down, and I'll join you in Psalms 84. This is what it says. Then Nathanael exclaimed, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel. Jesus asked him, do you believe this just because I told you I saw you under the fig tree, or I had seen you under the fig tree? You'll see greater things than this. Verse 51. Then he said, I'll tell you the truth. You will all see heaven open. How many? You're going to all see heaven open. And the angels of God going up, remember he's up, and down on the Son of Man, the one who is the stairway between heaven and earth. Thank God. Jesus is the way. I'm trusting God on my journey. Now, let me give you these just two steps, I hope, that are practical. Here's the first one. Trust God and seek him. And I'll read a few verses here in Psalms 84. Trust God and seek him, because this psalm is actually a song written for the people of God as they journeyed up to Jerusalem to worship God in the temple. But because it is recorded in Scripture, it was not just for those worshipers years ago. There are truths in this song that will actually, they reveal how God blesses us with his presence and his strength as we trust him. You're gonna see that the trust is the key. So trust God and seek him. Would you say that with me? Trust God and seek him. Let's read verse 1 of Psalm 84. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts, or Lord of heaven's armies. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Do you know we can develop a passion for God? Just like the psalmist here, David and others along, and today, we can develop a passion, like a hunger and thirst in our heart, in our spirit, our soul for God. Verse 3 says, even the birds, even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. And then verse 4, blessed, here's the first blessed. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, they will still be praising you. So we can desire him, develop a passion for him. Let's desire him, not just what he can do for us. Let's desire him, not just his gifts and presence and bail me out of this terrible jam I'm in. That's fine. He says, I'm a very present help in time of trouble. Call on him. But let's not just use him as a, I want you to bail me out when I need you. You're my genie in a bottle. I'm going to say abracadabra in Jesus' name, and you just hop up and do what I want you to do. No, he's a father, and he wants his sons and daughters to be in close fellowship with him. So let's do so. Thank God Jesus opened the way. We can come to him at any time, in any place, because the barrier between God and man was ripped open by Jesus when he said, it is finished. So let's desire him. I can tell you as a father, you want your son or daughter close to you. You don't want them just to call when something breaks down or when they need some money. That's okay if I want to do that as long as I'm able. But I also want Brittany to just enjoy being with me a little bit too. And I thank God Kim has opportunity. She's there with Brittany now. I think they Kim has a couple of days off. They're decorating for Christmas. God bless them. Thank God. So Jesus opened the way for us. But how do we draw near to God? This psalm tells us, first of all, it's in God's word. You want to stay in close fellowship with God? Dwell on God's word and declare it. It's a song. It's something that's meant to be thought of, to be sung, to be declared, and even discussed. I'm telling you, if we will dwell on God's word and declare it and discuss it, it will help it take root in our spirit so that it bears fruit. So how else can we stay in close fellowship with the Lord? Staying close to him, not in and out all the time. Staying in close fellowship, God's word. He says, I long for the courts. Blessed are all those who get to just stay in your presence worshiping you. They had to get to a certain building. Jesus said, now the time has come. All you got to do is worship in spirit and in truth. So worship, fellowship, they weren't going up to the temple as just individuals. They went up as a faith community to worship the Lord at those particular times. And then he says in Psalms 84:8, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. So the God's word and fellowship and worship and prayer, that's how we stay close to the Lord. And then let me give you this second one. So I'm trusting God on my journey. So trust God and seek him. And then number two, trust God and seek his strength. Trust God and seek him. Trust God and seek his strength. I want to share words of a song with you here in just a moment. And I put some new articles out on the table. One is by the general overseer at Times Square Church in New York. And it's called When God Uses Pain. We're talking about trusting God on our journey. That's a great article if you want to go by and help yourself to it after service. This is what the scripture says, Psalms 84 and verse 5. It says, blessed, so here's the second blessed. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Would you say strength to strength? Each one appears before God in Zion. Thank God he gives us his strength as we trust him and as we stay in close fellowship with him. That's how we go from, first of all, faith to faith, now from strength to strength. So faith to faith, strength to strength. And I love this phrase that says in verse 5, blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. That kind of a heart attitude that's set on pilgrimage realizes that this world is not our home. Thank God. And the people at this time with Jacob, they recognized that. Because it says this, if you stay right there, let me read it to you from Hebrews 11, 13. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises. They didn't have all the New Testament promises available like we do. But they saw them afar off, they were assured of them, and they embraced them and confessed that they were strangers or foreigners and pilgrims on earth. See, if we have that hard attitude that I'm on a pilgrimage here and I am a citizen of heaven and I am representing my king's interests right here in this earth in somewhat foreign soil, because our responsibility then is to see his kingdom and his will be done where? Right here on earth as it is in heaven. And so we extend his interests to reach others and disciple them to grow his kingdom right here on earth. But if we have a heart that's set on pilgrimage, then as tough as it is, it will help us endure what is temporary to get to what is eternal. It will help us endure. I'm trusting God on my journey. So since I'm just passing through, It says it came to pass. It didn't come to stay. So the temptations that seem so overwhelming and dominating and enslaving right now aren't going to stay. And because my heart is set on pilgrimage, I'm walking upward from faith to faith. It's an upward walk of the wise. And so as I go through this, I realize this temptation isn't going to last. And this loss is not going to last. And this job is not going to last. And this trial is not going to last. And this sickness is not going to last. And this bill is not going to last. And it's all temporary. So because if we set our heart on pilgrimage, then I can endure it because I know it's not forever. And I'm going from faith to faith. And he says from strength to strength. So I'm staying in close fellowship with him so that as we walk in unison and harmony together, he's my strength. Because I can't do this on my own. I've stumbled enough to know. But he is, and if I rely on him, I can trust him on my journey to take just the next step. I don't have to go 15 years down the road. I just need to take the next step. Faith to faith. And this word, he says, as we walk through the valley of Baca, verse 6. Baca means weeping. Some of your Bibles may have that in there. I thank God. If we have a heart set on pilgrimage, we may go through a valley of weeping, but by God's grace, those tears are gonna turn into pools and springs of blessing. I'm trusting God on my journey. I didn't say it's easy. I know it's not. That's why we're weeping. That's why we're crying. But the Bible says every tear God puts in his bottle, like a spiritual bottle, and then as we just keep on trusting God, walking with him, those tears are not just going to be tears in a valley. They're going to turn into pools and springs of blessing that are going to overflow. Let me read you that in the New Living Translation, verse 6. It says, when they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. I'm trusting God on my journey. Would you please say that with me? I'm trusting God on my journey. Would you say, trust God, and seek him. Trust God and seek his strength. There's a scripture in First Chronicles 16:11. Let me read it to you. First Chronicles 16:11, because it really summarizes it. It says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face. That's the same Hebrew word for presence and countenance. Seek his face, seek his presence forever. Seek the Lord, seek his strength. Maybe that's a good verse to meditate on this week. And to get it in your heart, get in your spirit. So Lord, I'm trusting you, I'm seeking you, I'm gonna seek your strength, and I'm gonna seek your presence every day of my life with your help. So, let me read you this song. I heard this, I think it was yesterday, and I got in the car this morning to come down here because I come in earlier on Sunday mornings, and it's just my weekly routine. Saturdays, I pick up trash outside and maybe just kind of bring in mail, hoping that I won't have to do it on Sunday morning. But more often than not, somebody decides to just throw something out in the parking lot and the street. So I come early on Sunday mornings, pick it up again, and if I beat Clarence down, I'll come in, turn the lights on, check temperature and all that. Well, anyway, when I got in the car to come down here this morning, a song was on the radio by Big Daddy Weave. I don't think it was coincidence, but I'll let you make that decision. And he says, I've been walking through the fire, wrestling down my share of doubts. Some days it feels like I've been losing more than I've found. I won't tell you I've got it all together. If you know me, you know my faith has wavered. Here's the chorus. If you ask me how I know he's real. How I could believe that he's still with me in spite of how it feels. If you ask me why I trust him when it feels like everything has come undone, all I can tell you is I've just seen too much. Oh, I've just seen too much. I know it's hard. You know my failures. You know my weakness. But I've just seen too much. He's brought me this far. When I was faithless, he was faithful. And so I'm just going to keep on trusting him on my journey. That's how we go from strength to strength. You may be able to look back this morning and say, I've just seen too, Lord knows it's difficult right now. I don't know how I'm gonna put one foot in front of the other. It's dark, it's lonely, it's painful, it's, I'm crying, but I've just seen too much and it's not going to waste. And I'm just gonna keep on step by step, faith to faith, strength. I got one more. Strength to strength, relying on him. I've just seen too much. You might say, Brother Rocky, I haven't seen anything. Wait a minute. Will you start walking with him today? Will you believe with your heart that Jesus is Lord and then start following him? I will assure you, not from me, from God's word, you will look back and there'll be a challenge. There'll be a temptation. There'll be a trial. There'll be a loss. There'll be a battle. But you just, somebody asks you, why don't you just give up? It's too hard. You don't see how it's going to work out. You don't feel like God is with you. Just go ahead and tell him, I've seen too much. I've just seen too much. Psalm 84:10. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. Elsewhere is the idea. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Those tents aren't gonna last. The house is gonna last. So for those of you who are greeters, thank you for your ministry. Verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun. He's our light and a shield. He's our protector. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. And here's the third blessing of this psalm. Remember, here they are. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. Blessed are the man whose strength is in you. And now verse 12, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. That's the key. The trust in the Lord as we journey opens the door for his presence and his strength to keep going as I trust God. Last scripture. Would you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18 in the New Testament? 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. While you're turning, again, a heaven-bound upward journey with Jesus. The ultimate goal is not heaven. That comes along. The ultimate goal is Christ's likeness. Growing more like him by growing closer to him. 2 Corinthians, is that what I said? Chapter 3, verse 18 says this, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. We're looking to him in faith, but as we behold his glory, he doesn't need to change, but as we behold his glory, we are transformed into the same image. From glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So here we are. We're on the spiral staircase. So I'm trusting God on my journey. But Brother Rock, it's so hard. You don't know what I've got to... I don't, I'll admit it. But just go ahead and just trust him, seek him, rely on his strength, seek his strength, and then just go from faith to faith. Yeah, but it's so hard, and I've just been crying so much, and you don't know, my heart is broken. My dreams were shattered. It's been so disappointed. My brother and my sister, my heart goes out to you. I'm not condemning anyone. I would like to come along to say I love you, and I'm going to encourage you, and I want to pray for you. But if you would turn those tears in faith toward the Lord, you will not only go from faith to faith, you will go from strength to strength. And those tears are gonna become wells and springs of blessing. And then as you continue and you fall and you get back up and God gives grace and he gives peace and you struggle and you don't know how and you don't know why, but you've just seen too much and I'm gonna trust him, then you'll not only go from faith to faith and strength to strength, you're gonna grow closer to him. And by his grace and the transforming work of his Holy Spirit, grow more like him and grow from glory to glory. Thank you for saying that word. You just reminded me, I meant to say that. It is a process in progress. It's not perfection here all of a sudden. Forgiven, yes. Redeemed, yes. Righteous, yes. But it is a process in progress. And sometimes as we step up, that's okay. God's got you. Just faith to faith. And I'm too weak. Wait, rely on his strength. Strength to strength. Keep focusing. Behold in his glory. Glory to glory. I'm trusting God on my journey. And one day the climb will be complete and I will see him face to face. Well, that's all I got. Let me ask you this. Just you think about it now, please. You don't need to say anything out loud. Are you trusting? Are you trusting him today? In Luke chapter 2, the Bible says that Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple to celebrate Passover, and they were going home with the crowd. It specifically says they went a journey. And they thought Jesus was with them. But come to find out, he wasn't. Let's make sure as we journey through this life that we don't just think Jesus is with us, but that he is with us. And not only that, when Mary and Joseph got back, she said, "What are you doing to us?" Here's what she said. "We sought you anxiously." That's the word she used. And it really spoke to me that maybe sometimes we go through anxiety and worry and fear because maybe we're not as close in fellowship to the Lord as we could be, to where he would calm those fears and take the anxiety and the worry and replace him with his grace and peace. So are you trusting? Will you? And then maybe just think about this. How could you grow closer to the Lord and draw closer to him one way today? And whatever that is, will you do it? Let's stand together as we close in prayer. Just before I pray, again, my notes from today's message and last week are on our website. You can check them out if you like. I know in a situation like this, it can be tough. We just need to come into the presence of the Lord. If that's someone on their struggle, even right now, I would like to pray for you. Would you say, "Brother Rocky, would you pray for me? I know the Lord. I believe he's with me. But I've been stumbling," and whatever that means, maybe just a closer walk with him, maybe you're just going through a trial, you just need an encouraging word that those tears are gonna turn into pools and springs. Faith to faith, strength to strength, glory to glory. Would you just, anyone right there where you are, would you say, "Brother Rocky, remember me in prayer right now"? Would you hold your hand up, please, just for a moment? I'm not trying to wear you out. I just want to ask you to hold your hands up because I want to keep you in mind this week to pray for you and lift you up every day. Thank you so much. Thank you. Father, I thank you. I lift up my brothers and sisters before you, and I ask, Lord, that you would just move mightily on their behalf. Lord, just like Jacob, maybe they don't realize that you are with them. You've got them. You're watching over them. Would you reveal yourself to them and show them the next step? Give them grace to just keep close and keep walking with you. You'll have them. You'll carry them through. Just help them, Lord. Right now, we seek you. We seek your presence. We want to rely on your strength for this day. And tomorrow, we want to do the same things. Seek you and rely on you for tomorrow's grace and strength. And the next day, faith to faith, strength to strength, glory to glory, in Jesus' name.